And I guess the reason why Hollande, the first French president to ever come to the Philippines, was because the sick man of Asia is now also the second fastest growing economy in the world.
Tony Melotto, known affectionately as Tito Tony by his many admirers, is a Filipino with a mission and a vision.
Basically is to build a kinder, fairer, safer and a happier world for future generations. And basically for us to build a positive economy, to bring people from all over the world to help transform a country, starting the Philippines, to build bridges between developed countries and the emerging economies. So this is why it's about getting the rich and the poor to work together. It's about miracles of solidarity, because it is only when people learn to work together that we can address the problems that are a threat also to the future of our families.
Melotto co-founded the non-profit Gawad Kalinga after realizing he couldn't guarantee his own children's bright future if there was so much poverty, distress and violence all around. The only solution was to embrace these people as his own family. It's what he calls a very disruptive model, not so much a trickle-down effect, but one which benefits both the haves and the have-nots.
We have been educated, you know, according to a traditional education. I mean, I call it the gospel according to Harvard and Hollywood.
Creating an elite, and then there might be some little trickle-down effect towards poor people.
With little trickle-down effect, but at the same time, the elite would stay within their artificial bubble of safety and comfort and status, and maybe just make the poor as objects of charity. So we realize that we have to raise the base of the pyramid for everything to go up. So it has to be a simultaneous top-down and bottom-up approach. And we have to think of male and female, because most of the initiatives on livelihood for the poor is mostly microfinance, microenterprise, which is 97% women. But our criminals are men. We realize that we are poor because we have neglected also our human capital, especially the male, who are liabilities to society if we don't restore their dignity and empower them also to help themselves and other people.
Gawad Kalinga has helped set up 2,500 villages across the Philippines, where the homeless use so-called sweat equity to build their own houses. The land is provided by government or local landowners who are keen to see its value increase once slum areas are cleared up.
It's really all about restoring the dignity of the poor. So it's land for the landless, homes for the homeless, and food for the hungry.
That's Tim Graham, the author of a book called Genius of the Poor, about the Gawad Kalinga initiative. He spent the last 3 years there.
This is what we call in the Philippines, it's called Bayanihan. It's active solidarity. It's cooperation of multi-sectors, from big business to small entrepreneurs, from government to students. But first and foremost, it's the communities themselves, the future beneficiaries of these homes. They are the ones who provide the labour. They provide what's called their sweat equity. Yes, the poor won't have money, but they do have the ability to work very hard, and they may well have carpentry skills and other skills which can be used in the building of the villages themselves.
But Melotto says they're only successful because certain values are upheld at the same time.
The communities are built not with funds only, but with values. The community members undergo values formation of solidarity, of honesty, hard work, heroism, learning to build a culture of caring and sharing. And the initial driver might be compassion, but we bring also the brightest from the top universities to work with the poorest. So, and bringing the genius now of the West to connect with the genius of the East to bring out the genius of the poor. So it's a very unique strategy, and that's why, aside from building these unique intentional communities that are now starting to really grow and be copied also by other organizations, we are now building the first farm village university in the world. And that is in north of Manila, in the Enchanted Farm.
Tim Graham.
If the first stage of GK was really about restoring dignity and building 2,400 communities, the second challenge we really face now is how can we bring sustainability to these villages? So that's why the Enchanted Farm has been built, to raise a new generation of social entrepreneurs who will create top quality products in chocolate, cheese, honey, you name it. But these entrepreneurs will partner with the communities, with the Goudkalinga communities, and also reinvest at least a portion of their profit back into the communities and the empowerment of those communities. So that's really what the Enchanted Farm is trying to do.
500 people from Europe, half of them from France, are now doing internships on the Enchanted Farm. Louis Faure is just 22, a student at HEC Elite Business School near Paris. He went to Goudkalinga for 3 months and so far can't bring himself to leave.
And the Enchanted Farm is basically a platform where entrepreneurs, experts, consultants, farmers, people on the ground, farmer rebels work all together to create shared prosperity.
What are you doing exactly, Louis?
Well, over the last 8 months, I've been raising chickens and realized how hard it was. So I'm now coming back next Friday to start again, but shift a little bit my project to put up actually a cooperative of organic chickens there.
So who are you working with?
So I'm mostly working with former communist rebels, but I also have the chance to have a partner who is a graduate from an agricultural school there. She's 22 as well, and some other consultants.
Isn't it dangerous or worrying to be working with people who may have killed people?
Well, strangely enough, it's the exact opposite. You feel very safe there for the simple reason that you provided those people opportunities that first they're grateful for, but second that they're fighting every day for. So they are the most humble people I've ever seen, because they're simply fighting for their children to have a better future than theirs. So I actually received a lot of love from them.
What do you so much like about this project? What are you getting out of it as a city boy?
Well, maybe everything I've been looking for. Like, I come from a business school, so obviously I'm looking for teaching. I want to train myself before becoming who I want to become. And there, I'm first confronting myself to an environment which is very far from my comfort zone, which is the best way to learn first. And the second thing, I have the chance to be every day with Tony Miloto, the founder of Goudkalinga, who is truly a mentor, who is really helping me process my experience and learn a lot from it. And I would say the last thing that is actually very important as well. More than learning, more than having transformative experience, I'm also building a future for myself and also maybe for my country, because we're developing a new kind of partnership with a country, developing country like the Philippines.
Olivier Giraud, the chairman of Goudkalinga Europe, based in Paris, has done a lot to boost French interest in the programme.
This year, we will have almost 250 students, French students, going to the Philippines and have what we call a GK immersive experience in one of the 2,400 villages. And they help as well the community to grow their revenues. So during the year, before leaving for the Philippines, they are doing some fundraising campaigns. So they bring usually between 1,000 and 5,000 euros to implement a project that will help the community to become sustainable. It could be a restaurant, could be a bed and breakfast, could be a place to grow veggie or fruits.
This is about sowing seeds for the future for major French-Filipino cooperation, isn't it?
Correct. With Goudkalinga, if they want to introduce a new social business with a local Filipino, they will get support from GK for the manpower for finding a place to build a warehouse or to build a factory or to have fields to grow chocolate beans or any project where their business needs space. So through GK, they get manpower, they get space, they get a very friendly environment to launch their business, and they get access to the market with the support of millions of Filipinos knowing Goudkalinga and willing to help that population by buying products coming from those communities.
So what could Louis bring back from Goudkalinga and set up perhaps here in France?
We are doing a proof of concept that organic farming doesn't have to be expensive, doesn't have to be a marketing thing, which is actually what it is now. But it's actually showing that that's the way agriculture should be done. And the fact that we do it as a social enterprise, so with the, we're focusing on the social impact we're having, it means that we're looking at how we can change the place of the farmers in society, place of farmers in the economy. And that's maybe something that is also lacking in France, as we've seen like a year ago in Brittany, or where there is a disconnection among the farmers with the rest of the population. So there's a maybe a loss of dignity for the farmers. And we're trying to show how farming is actually maybe the most noble work, because it feeds us with good products.
And could the energy of Gawad Kalinga, the will to disrupt conventional thinking about how to tackle poverty, also trickle down into French society? Michel Matineau, a French entrepreneur, is truly inspired by Miloto's pioneering efforts.
I do a lot of pro bono job. I do after school or something like that. But it's too easy to be on your ivory tower and to be happy and sometimes to complain, because I'm French. I'm Parisian. I love to complain. And to say, okay, I'm going to give some coins to church or some coins to Oxfam or to work on pro bono for 2 months, but not doing something significant. And really to have my mind change in order to be more part of some greater good is really something that is interesting.
If I could invite everybody to go to the Philippines and experience for themselves the love that is coming out of there, that's my gift to the world, actually. My name is Michelle Pozon. I live in Paris, founded Paris for the Philippines.
Michelle, how strong are Franco-Filipino relations?
They're stronger than any other country that I know. France sends the most entrepreneurs to the Philippines than any other first world country. And the top business schools in France send their interns to intern in Gawad Kalinga.
How do you explain that?
There is a beauty in the mission that resonates with the French, you know, fraternity and liberty and for all, truth for all, that passion. And the Filipinos, they strive to live it.
Paris for the Philippines is currently building a retreat on the Enchanted Farm near Manila for women entrepreneurs to bring their families to learn about Gawad Kalinga. Alison Heard, RFI, Paris.